Now, getting back to Microsoft, the original EU antitrust order forcing Microsoft to unbundle its applications and offer simpler Windows can be seen as crossing a line, as Robert said, stepping in and altering a central part of the company's business model. Let's bring in Nicholas Economides. He is professor of economics at New York University's Stern School of Business. And Professor, is that overstating it? Has the EU forced Microsoft to change its very successful business model?
Well, it's forcing it to do something that Microsoft would not do by itself, which is to offer a version of Windows without the media player. And this is kind of this is a new thing. This is the first time that Microsoft has been forced to do that. At the same time, it doesn't. The European Union does not impose any particular price restrictions or guidance for this stripped-down version. So Microsoft will be allowed to charge exactly the same price for both versions,
nobody's
going to buy the stripped-down version. So in terms of revenue and impact, this decision has no impact whatsoever.
Let me ask you about the other part of the transaction, though, before we run out of time. The ruling also forces Microsoft to license proprietary software to its competitors. Does that cross a line in your mind, forcing a company to give away company secrets?
I think it might, but it's very hard to say without looking at the very specific secrets that we're talking about, because there are issues, there are protocols that are crucial for interoperability, and then there are other secrets which are not crucial for interoperability. So without seeing the very specifics that the decision imposes, we really don't. I think it's very difficult to say.
You're on the edge there, though. Isn't that right? When they have companies that have developed unique, desirable products, are they actually abrogating trademarks and copyrights when they force a company to give away proprietary information?
Well, companies should not be forced in any way to give proprietary information if the information relates to the way that they're going to interoperate with others. That would be important and also beneficial to Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft has no reason to keep others from using, from interconnecting with its or interoperating with its operating system. So, as I say, this is a rather technical issue of the decision, and ultimately, how far the European Union is going to go and how far is pushing Microsoft to give out its intellectual property, it needs to be seen.
All right. Well, we'll have to come back to it again then. Thank you, Professor. This is Nicholas Economides, Professor of Economics at NYU's Stern School of Business. Now, coming up, Microsoft joins forces with a UK company to open an online music store. The idea here is to take a chunk out of Apple's very successful business. You're listening to the Bloomberg Big Picture.